Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Smartcast. You're listening to an OTT Play production brought to you by HT Smartcast. OTT Play. OTT Play. List hai to hit hai. Theme-based podcast. Theme-based podcast.
It's that time of the year again, Friday the 13th, a date that is often associated with the supernatural and the occult. So, in this special episode of List Hai Toh Hit Hai podcast, we take a look at some of the scariest films that you could stream on OTT platforms this weekend. Let's begin the list then. First one on the list is called Planet Terror. The 2007 horror is an underrated classic that underwhelmed at the box office when it was released nearly 15 years ago. Directed by Robert Rodriguez, the film was released as a double feature called Grindhouse alongside the Quentin Tarantino film Death Proof. The film stars Rose McGowan in the lead and tells the tale of a Texas town overrun by zombies. The genre-bending action-horror comedy film features McGowan's character fashioning a machine gun-wielding prosthetic leg as she fights her way across the zombie-infested regions. If you haven't watched The Planet Terror yet, do so. It's streaming on Lionsgate Play. Next one on the list is called The Babadook. The Australian psychological horror film is an indie production directed by Jennifer Kent, helming her first feature film. Despite initially underwhelming at the box office in Australia, it garnered critical acclaim in overseas markets and eventually gained a cult status globally. The plot follows a single mother and her little boy who are traumatized by an evil being called the Babadook that comes to life from a mysterious children's book called Mr. Babadook. Next up, The Evil Dead. The 1981 cult classic horror film redefined the horror genre and spawned an entire franchise called the Evil Dead franchise. Starring Bruce Campbell as Ash Williams, the film follows college students who unwittingly release evil demons while on vacation. The film is helmed by Sam Raimi, director of the original Spider-Man trilogy starring Tobey Maguire, and the latest Marvel film Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness starring Benedict Cumberbatch and Elizabeth Olsen. The Evil Dead star Bruce Campbell makes a cameo appearance in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Next up, it's called The Witch. Director of the critically acclaimed film The Lighthouse, Robert Eggers first came to prominence for his 2015 directorial debut film The Witch. Starring the Golden Globe and Screen Actors Guild winning star of The Queen's Gambit, Anya Taylor-Joy, the film is a supernatural horror set in 1630s America. The film was also a feature film debut for Taylor-Joy, who delivers a convincing performance as a young girl from a Puritan family. The film was also widely praised for its themes, symbolism, and direction by Eggers. Eggers' latest film, The Northmen, has received critical acclaim in international markets and is expected to release in India later this year. Next up, Dr. Sleep. Acclaimed horror film director Mike Flanagan, credited with hits such as The Haunting of Hill House and Midnight Mass, helmed the sequel to the iconic Stanley Kubrick film The Shining. Based on Stephen King's novels of the same name, the original film is widely regarded as one of the greatest horror films of all time, with Jack Nicholson's iconic line, "Here's Johnny," immortalized in pop culture. While the sequel Dr. Sleep starring Ewan McGregor may not have enjoyed the same success as the original, it garnered immense praise from critics. Last one on the list, Suspiria. The 1977 Italian supernatural horror film Suspiria is loosely based on an 1845 essay written by Thomas De Quincey titled Suspiria de Profundis. Directed by Dario Argento, the film follows an American ballet student who realizes that her renowned ballet institute has sinister supernatural secrets involving a series of murders. The film stars Jessica Harper in the lead and was remade into an American film in 2018, starring Dakota Dakota Johnson and Tilda Swinton. Well, that's the list hai to hit hai podcast for today. Until the next theme-based episode, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poochho.
This was an OTT Play production brought to you by HT Smartcast. HT Smartcast.